When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? This is Mary Houlihan from Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast, and I just want to take a minute to tell you about a sponsor that's very near and dear to my heart, Tummy Tea Laxative Tea for Teens. Being skinny and hot and perfect is so important, especially for teens. That's why I'm partnering with Tummy Tea. Guys, I'm just kidding. A lot of these other podcasts want to tell you to lose weight and endorse childhood eating disorders, but Mary Houlihan's Little Podcast is ad-free and thinks you look good just the way you are. That means I'm happy for you to just listen for free, tell a friend, you know, whatever. But if you would like to help out financially, I'd love it if you checked out my Patreon at patreon.com/Mary Houlihan. For $10 a month, you can join Zine Club, where I mail you a copy of my zine every month. Patreon.com/Mary Houlihan. Okay, that's it. Now back to the show.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.
Aha, what's up? What's really good? Uh-huh. It's your boy, Ben Plant, and your boy,
Tiberius Wango. What's
and you're
good?
Listening to the Cool Guys Podcast.
Or whatever, who cares?
It's the podcast where we talk about all the crazy shit that happened this week and shit.
Shit. Maybe sometimes we talk about shit that happened last week. Who cares? Other podcasts are like, yo, we're going to talk about this thing. But like our podcast,
we're like two like crazy ass white boys wearing like hoodie sweatshirts. And it's like you don't see that.
No, for real though. Like my dad is like his skin is actually like white. Like some people they say like, yo, I'm white, and actually like their skin is
like beige
or like yeah, or just yeah. But like my dad's skin it looks like chalk, and he actually like he kinda like breaks apart like chalk sometimes. Yeah. And my mom, she's like part moth.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So like she like there's always like lights on in my house or whatever.
Yeah. Yo. But it's like we're here and we're like holding it down and we're like taking like money from you.
We like talk about like whatever, you know, and we give like our like take on it.
And it's like not even that serious.
Yo, for real. You know, like we got like crazy ass jokes and shit.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, what are they even like smoking? And it's like, well, you know, like herb, yeah, for sure.
But
like also like, yo, we're just like crazy.
Right.
And like we just like have like this like perspective on things that's just like, what the fuck? How did that fucking guy think of that?
Dude, what's good? It's been a minute.
Yo, it's been a minute. Yo, not too much, man. I just been like chilling out down in Ibiza.
Dude, no. Yeah. What?
Yeah, my dad owns half of it, so
shut.
I've just been like fucking chilling out there. It's fucking great.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's in France and shit?
Yeah, it's like on top of France. It's like a country they built on top of like actually you have to like go up the Eiffel Tower, but it's like chill. And then you get up there and there's like and you're like, what is this? Is this land? And then like you're there, and it's like Ibiza.
Damn.
So it's like on top of Eiffel Tower. So like you have to be like,
that's crazy. Because I went to the Eiffel Tower once in like 2000.
No, for real.
2000. Like this was back in like 2000.
No, for real.
I want to say.
Yeah.
And so you know, I tried to you know climb up that shit, and when I got there, the tower guard, he was like,
Was it Craig?
Mida.
Yeah.
He was wearing red.
Yeah, no, that's my boy.
So he was like, nah, and I'm like, I'm good for it, you know, whatever, like, I'm chill, and, you know, he was like, but, like, that's so like dope sauce that because of like your dad like owning Ibiza and shit that you can be
like half
nah.
of it,
you can be like nah it's me and he'll nah, be like that's chill.
Yeah, no, he's my boy. I go up there and we get fucking wiki with it and but the thing is like since it's on top of like the Eiffel Tower, like when you're in Ibiza you have to like not make any sudden movements or it like the whole country might like topple over and shit. Yeah, it's pretty aggro. But I was just like slow chilling, what they call up there, which is where you kind of just like act like a slug, where you go really, really slow. Yeah, it was actually pretty chill and whatever. But who cares?
Crazy. I mean, I had like a nuts week, like I was trapped in a mall and shit.
What's up?
No, yeah, I was trapped in a mall.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's too real.
I went into one of those changing rooms.
Yeah. Like, no, respect.
You know, like you take off your clothes that you walked in with and then you try on the store's clothes.
Right, yeah. Like it ain't your own. Like you go in there and like you got like your clothes. But like the store clothes are like that's like a whole nother deal.
Yeah. I was in there like doing that shit. And like I just got like real sleepy, so I ended up like taking a nap for like
but like respect though,
like four days.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and you know it's dark.
Yeah.
And I check my phone, it's dead. Damn. I check my watch, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, no one's at the mall.
Yeah.
I guess I'm stuck here. Oh, also 4 days have gone by, so that was like crazy.
Damn. Though that's like damn. But like how did you like get out though?
Yo, I had to eat my way out through the wall and shit. Aha, it's time for our first segment.
Whatever.
Culture in the news that happened this week in pop culture.
Haha. Yo, but like what's going on?
yo, did you see Uncut Gems?
Yo, for real though, I did. My boy got a copy of it, but he has one of them DVD players that only like plays it backwards.
Nuts.
So we had to like learn backwards language. Like we had to like go to like a school and shit to like learn backwards language. And but like then we watched it, then we smoked out his entire condo, and yo, we watched that shit, and yo, that shit was crazy. I can't believe the beginning though, when the bullet came out of his head.
No, yeah. I just saw it like normal, you know. I saw it at, you know, what's it called, Regal Cinema.
Yo, for real.
So I just saw it there and shit, and I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no. He's never going to. Oh, he's going to, you know. I was like that. Like the whole time, like my head was like in like a vice. Like
your
a
head
vice was in my head. Like that's how stressed I was.
They put a vice on your head.
Where like
the
they squeeze your head. Yeah.
They did that at Regal?
No, I just mean like the movie like had me feeling like that.
No, respect. Respect.
So stressed the whole time. Like, are they gonna find out? Are they gonna find out it's Lil Nicky? And because then they have to send him back to like hell or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's where he's from, I think. And so, basically, you know, it gets to the end and no one finds out he's Lil Nicky. And I'm, like, so relieved. Like, the color is coming back to my face. Like,
lives
I'm,
to
like,
see another day.
God,
yeah.
Like, I'm praying, like, to God. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
No one found
out. Like, I don't believe in God or nothing, but, like, I could, like, pray.
Yeah.
You know? What I'm saying?
You know, my boy that I was with, Chauncey, he was telling me, actually, that it's like different. Like it wasn't Lil Nicky.
Was this Chauncey R?
No. So he said actually it was never Lil Nicky. It was always like this one guy named like Howard like the whole time.
Oh no way.
So So that was like.
See, because when I watched it in backwards, his name was Ewow.
Really?
So that's how we knew him. But yo, I gotta say something.
Yeah.
I got some beef. You mentioned Regal Cinema.
Yeah.
I got some beef with them.
No,
for real though.
Because
I saw a movie there recently.
Yeah.
And this is one of them theaters where they don't tell you which way the screen's gonna be.
Nah.
So I went to go see Up in the Air, the George Clooney movie.
Yeah, and I was
facing the back of the.
Nah.
I thought it was like one of them like experimental like French movie thing.
Right, where you face
the other way and nothing happens and you just kind of hear George Clooney and you're like, yo, this is crazy.
Right.
But then I found out later on because my dad told me that actually no.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So like I went to Regal and I was like, yo, that was fucked up and weird and stupid. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, I don't even know what you're saying.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Yo. That's but there's so much like TV out too.
Yo,
like,
for real, Clicky.
I've been watching like mad like TV and shit.
Yo,
like,
I've been Clicky.
I've been watching that new show.
Oh yeah, what's that one called?
Nurse Jackie.
Nurse Jackie.
Yeah.
Nurse Jackie.
Yo, have you seen this? It's crazy.
Yo, for real.
She's like a nurse, but she's like doing drugs.
Yeah.
But also, it's like they're using flip phones.
Yeah.
I'm like, where am I? But mostly it's in a hospital.
Yeah, I found out that they actually, it's actually legal now to make a TV show where a nurse is cool.
Oh,
so,
career?
Yeah, for
real.
Well,
that's probably why.
That's why they
do
that.
That's probably why they made
it. It used to be, yo, like in back days. Yeah, yeah. It used to be like in back days, like, you know, we're going to make a show about a nurse. Yo, and then like the company would come in and they'd be like, yo, but like, don't make nurse cool though.
Yeah.
Cause like the government. But now like they're allowed to, cause like Obama or something.
Something. Like
yeah,
that.
Something
yeah.
like that. Like so now, nurse is allowed to be cool.
Dang.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, but like I love it.
Yeah, it's crazy. So Nurse Jackie, she'll be like running around the hospital, and then it'll be like mad doctors and like other nurses.
Yeah,
and they'll
yeah,
be
yeah.
like. Some of them are friends with her, but then, like, some of them, like, aren't her friends so much.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, and actually, that's, like, true to life, too, though. Cause, like,
wait,
if you,
really?
Yeah, because, like, me and my boy Slammer, we were, like, we found a go-kart, and we were, like, yo, let's drive it through the hospital. And there were, like, mad doctors, like, everywhere
what?
We went. And some of them were, like, mad,
yeah.
but some of them were just, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but, like, for real, like, have you been, like, listening or like watching or like doing any like culture stuff?
Yeah, yeah, for real. I actually like I've been rewatching recently, like about Breaking Bad.
Yo,
yeah.
I've been watching
no,
that.
For
I've
real?
Been because it's a companion piece to Nurse Jackie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have,
it's
like,
in the same universe.
They got
yeah.
like nice people jobs, but then they're like doing drugs.
No, yeah, it's in the same universe. Because in one episode of Breaking Bad, they were like, yo, the hospital. And then one of them looked at the camera, and that was like to tell you, like, Nurse Jackie is here.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
yeah, it's like in the same universe and everything.
No way. I was actually watching it last night with my girl and I was like, yo, like you forget.
Yeah,
like,
no.
There is like mad science in that show.
No, for real.
Like I forgot. Like I was always thinking, you know, oh, it's this guy. So
yeah, it's those dumb shit. Yeah, who cares?
But it's like in almost every episode, he's doing some kind of like mix this with that,
mix
and
this,
it's like
yeah.
a bomb, or like mix this with that, and it's like poison.
Yeah.
Like he's always doing like all this like chemistry stuff, and you're like, isn't that shit boring?
Yeah, that shit's stupid.
Actually,
yeah.
But he shows how it's actually like cool.
Right, right, yeah. Like, yeah, like, he does all that shit. Like, it's, like, drugs plus money, equals like the badass. Like he does. Like at first I thought math. Yo, that shit's whack. I'm not into that.
Yeah,
that's no good. Nah. Like I don't need that shit. You know, and actually, I still think that school should be illegal.
No.
But no, like, I still, like, believe, like, school should be illegal. But, like, this show, like, kind of shows you, like, sometimes you need, like, a little bit of, like, book to go with, like, street. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Because, like, imagine if, like, if school was illegal. Like, at first you're like, that's cool. Like, that's so dope.
I can't,
like, that's like so awesome.
I
that's finally,
like do what I want.
Yeah, that's
know?
Like good. Like I like that and like that sort of thing. But you start to think about it more.
Yeah.
And it's like there'll be a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there'd just be like a bunch of kids like around, like just looking at you, and like you'd be like, what? And they'd be like, what? And then
no way. I can't be doing that.
Yeah. Nah.
Yo, but it's time though for our next segment.
Yo.
Drama that happened this week.
Drama that happened this week. All right. Well.
Well, we kind of like got into it and shit like about like Ibiza and like the mall and shit
that.
But like. Do you have any, like, interpersonal, like, stuff this week? Like,
yo, I heard that Jasmine L is dating Davey W.
Wait, Jasmine Lego?
Jasmine Lego. Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine Lego is actually dating Davey Water Chestnut.
No.
No, for real, though. Like,
that's such a good couple, though.
Yeah. Like, you'd think so, right?
Oh,
like, they'd be trying to get together for a while. And, like, everybody like, when are they going to kiss, though? When are they going to kiss?
Yeah.
When are they going to kiss, though? But, like, actually, like, it's not. Like, there's, like, trouble in paradise.
Nah.
No, but for real. Because because Davey sold Jasmine's sister's Penelope Lego.
No.
He sold her.
No.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
But like, no. Yeah. So like, there's like a debate right now, like in the community about whether it's okay to like sell like a sister on like on Facebook Market.
Yeah.
You know, because he actually just sold her for like some Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And, like, everybody's like, oh, my God, that sucks. But, like, it's like, but, like, how many Cheetos, though? You know, so, like, everybody's, like, wondering what's going on. And Jasmine is just like, I don't give a fuck. You know Jasmine.
Right.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
No, because that's, like, the only thing she says.
Yeah. Like, I've never heard her say nothing.
No.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I know. It's crazy. Like, sometimes I'll be like, Jasmine Lego, like. Like, how are you, you know, like, just, like, shit, like...
Sure,
that,
yeah, respect,
know,
yeah.
Like, oh, I like your shirt, where you get it, and she'll just be, like, you know, that old tune.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Remember when we had her on the podcast?
No, yeah.
Because she knew about the fight that happened?
Right.
And she just kept saying that shit, and it was like, why do we even book your ass?
Right.
Yeah.
Yo,
that was a good app, though.
It's actually, like, mad interesting and shit that you, like, brought up, you know, the Facebook Marketplace and shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had mad drama with them this week with, like, Facebook in general.
Oh, no.
Basically, I've been, like, hacking and shit. Like, I've been,
a hacker
and, like, you know, that sort of thing. And so...
Is that how you got the burns on your fingertips?
No, from
hacking.
From Facebook cutting up my fingers.
Oh, they cut up... They sent somebody down?
They were
down
so here? Mad at me because, well, so I got, like, hired.
Why they gotta be
shit.
Like that?
I got hired by, like, a foreign government to, like, you know... Just sort of, like, make Facebook posts, like, in their language and, like, put out fake news and shit and be like, I'm not gonna vote. Nobody should vote, you know, to try to, like, you know, influence, like, elections.
Right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was, like, doing that and, like, dude, like, making, like, mad cash,
yeah,
too.
Stacks,
like, I was doing that
stacks,
shit.
Stacks.
And so But then, like, Facebook, like, got hip to it. They were like, yo, you can't do that. And I was like, really? And they were like, yeah. And then they cut my little fingers.
They came over? Did they do it, like, did they send, like, a person?
Not even. They used, like, a really, 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 really long knife. And it, like, reached all the way, like...
From, like, Facebook headquarters?
From, like, Silicon Valley. Like, I heard some shit, like, you know, rapping at my window.
Right,
and
yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And so, you know, I go look. And
delivery's here.
And then I lift it up. And it's this big knife. And it's just, like, like poking at me. Oh, and God. I'm like, ah, stop. And then they, wow, you know, they pulled it back.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's rough. I've been hearing some shit about Facebook, though, that they're like mad random like that.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually heard that if Mark Zuckerberg, like, don't like your post or whatever,
yeah,
like, he'll try to eat you.
No, yeah. Yeah. I heard that.
Like, he'll just kind of, like, grab you, like, yoink, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, he'll, like, kind of play with you a little bit because he's, like, a big guy. Like, he's, like,
no,
huge.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, pet you and, like, you're like, what's going on? Am I, like, your pet?
Right. But then, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm your pet. Like,
your
you're
pet,
just going to, like, pet me. Like,
yeah.
Like,
I'm going to be, like, fed and, like, yeah, I can, like, live here or whatever.
But then it's, like, the total opposite.
The total opposite. Yeah. Yo, he flips that script.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to eat you.
He's like, yum, 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 yum. And you're yum, like, no.
No. I lost a boy because he posted, Mark Wahlberg isn't that good of an actor. And then Zuckerberg, like, got on, like, the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
But then he, like, spit his bones out, like, into the 7-Eleven parking lot.
Right.
And for a long time, we were like, oh, that's him.
Right.
But, like,
which is, like, cool because, like, you can make broth.
You can make broth out of your boy. Yeah.
Aha! It's time for our next segment. Lifestyle brand. So this is when we talk about, like, stuff we've been buying, like, stuff we've been using, like, products we, like, endorse, like, stuff like that. So I just want to, like, rep, you know, this store right quick. It's called... Bass Pro.
Bass Pro.
Have you seen this shit?
Yo, I think I heard of that shit.
They got, like, mad fishing rods, but also,
their Instagram,
like,
is off
yo,
the fucking chain, though. Like,
yo, so, like, I think that's, like, the next thing.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. What you been, like, getting from them? What are you, like, what are you getting from them?
Yo, like, mad, like, fishing line.
Yo.
Like, just, like, the really, really skinny, like, string stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I just began, like, so much of that because, like, you need, like, a lot of it to,
yeah,
like, cover your body. Like,
right.
You can't just do, like, one little piece because then people would see, like, you know, your whole naked body.
Yeah, forget
so
it.
So you need,
yeah,
like, a lot of that shit. And so, you know, I've been doing that, but then it's, like, the stuff that they make it out of is, like, see-through. So,
mm-hmm,
even though I used all of it, you could still, like,
see
my naked body.
Yeah, the body, yeah.
So,
yeah,
what I ended up doing, actually, was getting a poncho.
Oh, damn.
But
so
that,
like,
was see-through, too.
That was see-through,
so
too,
I was,
yeah,
like, shit, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like,
everybody
I was,
be seeing your ass, yeah,
and
yeah.
Everyone was, like, all my boys were, like, in the car in the parking lot, and they were like, come on, let's go. And I was like, oh, like, I was getting, like, mad nervous,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
it was, like, time to go, like, 6 hours before. So what I ended up doing, actually, was a salesperson, they just showed me, like, oh, we have, like, pants and shirt too.
Oh, damn.
So I just, like, put them shits on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo. Now nobody can see shit.
Dude, they hooked,
yeah,
me up.
Yeah. People be like, I can see your body. I can see your body. Just try again.
Yeah.
Try again.
Yeah, they, yeah, wish.
Don't even try again because I see it. Yeah. No, for real, though. The thing I'm repping this week is a new thing called Cup. It's like a little, yeah, it's like this little, like, paper thing, and, like, you know how, like, sometimes you get, like, liquid And like, yeah. you're like, oh man, I want to like drink this stuff.
Right, but you're like, what am I going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it? Because yeah. you like put it in your hands and it's like gone.
Yeah.
It's like you put it in your hands and it's like, peace.
It's like, okay, what was the point of that?
Yeah. You put it in your hands and it's like, guess I'm going back to the crib. The crib is the ground. And so now like this thing called Cub, it actually you put the liquid in there and then like, Liquid's like, all right, peace. And it's like, no, you can't go nowhere.
Yo, that's what's up. Yeah. Like, it's about time someone, like, put, like, liquid in its place, you know? Like, sometimes I'll be, like, pouring it in my hands, and it's just, like, pacing. And I'm like, stay. And I keep pouring, and it keeps, you know, just, like, falling out of my hand. But, like, that cup thing sounds next level. Yeah.
And now I got, like, 30 or 40 cups of, like, liquid just, like, all over my place. Because now I can, like, just have it.
Yo.
And who knows, you know, how much that shit's going to be, like, worth. You know?
For real.
Yeah. Because I'm like, yeah.
Fuck. All right, it's that time of the show. Things I am good on this
Yo,
week.
What am I good on?
Like, sometimes, like, you begin, like, way too much of something, and you're like, nah, I'm good on that.
I don't want that.
And so, like, yeah. So, what I'm good on this week is, like, probably like New Year's.
Yo, for real. I'm done with this shit.
I'm like, it's not New Year's anymore.
Yo.
Like, you can only say that on
Pack it up.
Like New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and then maybe like a day or two. I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
But like beyond that, it doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I'm like good on, like if you try to say it to me, like I will like cry.
Yeah. I seen it. Don't even front about that, yo. Yo, I'm good on, I'm done with people posting pics of their food in their story, yo.
Yeah,
like, I'm trying to, I've eaten 26 of my phones because I thought that was like a real food thing.
Yeah.
And also, I'm good on this weird bone disease I have. It's so, it's like so random and like, I don't.
It's like. What are you doing here?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
Yeah,
I didn't order this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I if people don't know this, I have a stink bone, which is where your bones actually like smell like shit. Smell like shit. Like, yeah. And like, you're like, yo, what's that smell? And then you're like, oh yeah, that's my fucking bones.
Damn.
And you're like, yo, I'm gonna wash myself. And then like, you wash yourself. But like you,
like that's your skin.
That's your skin. Not your bones. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like you try to like swallow it, and like I've you have to do this thing where you shampoo your bones, and you actually have to like drink shampoo, and then also like and conditioner. Yeah, I don't even want to say where, but
I'm good on that.
Yo, I'm good on that. Yeah.
Something else I'm good on this week is you ever see this? It's like this thing. It's like,
yo, I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like a channel, like on TV.
Yo.
And it's like sometimes they be playing like Arthur or like, you know, like that baby shit. You know, they be playing like that good shit, that like baby stuff.
Yeah.
And then later they're like, oh, it's like the news, or like, oh, here's like a serious guy talking.
Yo,
and I'm like,
real.
Yo, like, what happened to like Big Bird and shit?
Yeah.
And so that shit like makes me so mad.
Yo, it's like,
it makes
like
me
focus.
So mad that like I cry. But then like in the morning, like they start playing like the baby shows again. And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
More of that.
Baby in the morning.
So I'm good on. That thing where the channel it takes off the baby shows.
Give me that baby 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
No, for real though. For real.
I hate when TV grow up.
What's up then? You got anything else?
Yo, for real though. I'm gonna be at UCB East on Wednesday. I'm going to be doing What's Your Fucking Deal?
Yeah.
Hosted by Matt Barats. I'm going to be doing some, like, crazy ass, like, stand up.
Yo, that's dope.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that. And also, I'm still employed at Jiffy Lube, sort of. They never, like, technically fired me.
Nah, yeah.
So, like, I don't work there, but, like, I hang out in the parking lot selling Chiclets. So, like, you know, come by, you know. So, like, that's what I'm doing.
Yo, that's awesome. I got, you know, I got a plug, too. I'm not doing no, like, you know, UCB Eats. I ain't doing that. But, nah, but seriously, what I am doing this week is I'm going to be at Epcot Center.
Oh, nice. Yo, yeah,
so
for real.
It's like a big, like, sphere or, like, some sort of, like, geodesic dome, I want to say. And so I'm just going to be, like, right on top of it, like, jumping, like, and, like, trying to, like, you know, do that, like, heavy jump because I'm trying to, like, break through the ceiling of the place.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, look, like, so cool. And, like, no, everyone inside would be like, oh!
But you got to be, like, careful, though, because my boy Truckee, he tried that once. Really? And then he ended up running on top of the dome.
Nah.
And it rolled with him.
What?
Yeah.
That can happen?
That can happen, yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, he had to damn, run over, like, most of the southern United States.
Yo,
with it too.
No way.
Yeah, for real though.
I don't know if I'm trying to do that because you have to, like, run, but you also have to, like maintain your balance. Like,
yo,
you
for
have
real
to, like, sort of, like, slow down.
Yo,
sometimes.
Truckee is like that though.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
No,
well,
but that shit's stupid.
Well, guys, we just want to thank you again so much.
Thank you so much for supporting and everything and,
like,
paying
said,
$50 an episode. That really goes a long
that
way.
It goes a long way because, like, that's how we make the shit, like, so good.
Yeah.
And, like, we checked this morning and we had 7 million billion subscribers.
Yeah.
Like, I could have never dreamed of that.
Yeah.
7 million billion? No way.
No way.
I thought, like, 200 tops.
Yeah, for real, though.
Fuck.
Yeah. And also, you know, it's, like, really great that you guys support and everything. And, like, I love you guys. And, like, that's great. And, you know, like, we're just, like, a small operation. We record this under my dad's bed while he sleeps. And, like, it's really, like, tight down here.
And it's hard because you want to be, like, loud, but you have to, like, keep it down.
You have to
also
keep it down. And then
you
have to,
like,
be, like,
get up for work, like real early.
Right. And I have to be, like, my dad, like, sometimes he'll be, like, yo, what's going on? And I'll be, like, no, it's just, like, Vietnam flashbacks. But he didn't even, like, go
he
to
didn't
Vietnam.
Even go
he
there.
Didn't even go there.
So, like, he, like, mad, like, confused and shit.
Yeah.
Like, when you try to say that stuff.
And
so
now I'm trying to, like, convince
really
him
stressful
that he actually did go to, I'm trying to, like, gaslight him to be like, yo, you were in Vietnam.
Right.
You just, like, suppress it so much. So, like, now you have these flashbacks where you think, like, yo, the enemy fighters are, like, recording, like, a radio show or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Hanoi Jane, like, under the bed and shit. But, like, that shit, like, is hard because, like, if you really want to, like, change someone's memory, like, you really need, like, a machine and
yo
shit. So, like, the way you're doing it, like, mad respect.
Yo.
Like,
it's like old school.
You're not doing it the easy way. And,
nah,
like,
nah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Mad respect. We love you. It's your boy, Ben Plant.
It's your boy, Tiberius Wango.
It's the cool guys podcast.
Cool guys. Whatever. Okay.